Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Econo-Micro is a college-level microeconomics textbook by William A. McEachern, published by Cengage Learning as part of the MindTap course list and 4LTR Press family. It is designed to teach introductory microeconomics in a compact, student-friendly format, combining a paperback text with review tools and digital study support. The book focuses on core microeconomic ideas, such as scarcity, supply and demand, market structure, consumer and producer behavior, and the role of government in markets. Its presentation is built for accessibility rather than heavy theoretical density, which makes it especially suitable for first-time economic students and instructors who want a streamlined course text. The MindTap integration and chapter review cards are central to its purpose, helping learners organize material, test understanding, and prepare for exams. In this way, the book emphasizes practical learning support alongside standard economic content. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a streamlined introduction to core microeconomic principles. The book is structured to give students a clear first encounter with microeconomics rather than an advanced theoretical treatment. It introduces the central logic of the discipline, including scarcity, trade-offs, opportunity cost, and how individual choices shape market outcomes. This matters because microeconomics often feels abstract to beginners unless the framework is presented in a disciplined but approachable way. McEachern's text appears designed to reduce that barrier by presenting the subject in manageable sections and visually organized chapters. That format supports comprehension of the basic economic way of thinking before moving to more specific market topics. As a result, the book functions as an entry point into the field, helping readers build the vocabulary and conceptual structure needed for later study. Its value lies in clarity and progression, not in exhaustive technical complexity. Secondly, supply, demand, and market equilibrium as the book's organizing core. A central task of any microeconomics textbook is to explain how prices are formed and how markets coordinate decisions, and Econo-Micro is built around that objective. Supply and demand provide the organizing logic for much of the book because they connect consumer behavior, producer incentives, and market outcomes in a single analytical framework. Students learn not just the basic curves, but also how shifts in demand or supply affect equilibrium price and quantity, and why those changes matter for real-world markets. This topic is important because it gives readers a reusable model for understanding many different industries and policy debates. The textbook's educational design likely emphasizes repeated application of the same framework in varied settings, so that students do not treat it as a memorized diagram, but as a tool for reasoning. In introductory economics, mastering this model is often the difference between passive reading and actual economic analysis. Thirdly, consumer and producer choice under constraints. The book also addresses how economic agents make decisions when resources are limited, which is one of the defining themes of microeconomics. On the consumer side, students typically examine how preferences, budgets, and prices shape purchasing decisions. On the producer side, the focus shifts to costs, output decisions, and the incentives firms face in competitive environments. These ideas are linked by the principle that choices involve trade-offs and that people respond to incentives. McEachern's text is likely effective here because introductory students need more than definitions. They need to see how individual decision-making fits into market behavior. By presenting these concepts in a concise format, the book can help readers connect personal choice with broader economic outcomes. This topic also lays groundwork for later chapters on elasticity, production, and market structure, since those subjects depend on understanding how buyers and sellers react to changing conditions. Fourthly, market structure and the limits of competition. Another major dimension of the book is the study of market structure, which explains why not all industries behave like perfectly competitive markets. Introductory microeconomics typically compares competition, monopoly, monopolistic competition, and oligopoly to show how firm behavior changes with the number of sellers. Barriers to entry and product differentiation. This is a crucial part of the subject because market structure affects pricing power, output decisions, consumer choice, and efficiency. The book likely uses this framework to show that firms are not all constrained in the same way and that market outcomes can differ substantially depending on structure. For students, this helps move economics beyond simple supply and demand into a more realistic understanding of business behavior. It also prepares them to evaluate policy questions such as antitrust enforcement and regulation. By including these contrasts, the book gives readers a more complete picture of how markets operate under different competitive conditions. Lastly, digital study support and review tools built into the learning model. What distinguishes this edition from many traditional microeconomics texts is its emphasis on guided learning support through MindTap and chapter review cards. These tools are not just add-ons, they reflect the book's educational philosophy, which is to make studying more organized and accessible. Chapter review cards help condense key ideas into a study-friendly format, while MindTap allows students to track notes, flags, and reviewed material in a structured digital environment. For a subject like microeconomics, where terminology, graphs, and model relationships can easily overwhelm beginners, this kind of support can improve retention and exam preparation. The value here is practical rather than theoretical. The book is built to help students keep pace with coursework and review efficiently. That makes it especially useful in large introductory classes, self-paced study settings, or courses where students need repeated reinforcement of the same foundational concepts. In conclusion, Econ Micro is best suited for students taking an introductory microeconomics course, especially those who want a concise textbook with strong study support rather than a dense, theory-heavy treatment. It is also useful for instructors looking for a course-ready text that organizes the fundamentals of microeconomics in a visually accessible and classroom-friendly way. Its main practical benefit is that it reduces friction for beginners. The explanations are structured around the standard building blocks of microeconomic analysis, and the MindTap ecosystem adds review, organization, and self-study support. Compared with many similar textbooks, it stands out less for novel theory than for usability. The combination of a compact paperback format, chapter review materials, and digital learning tools makes it a strong fit for students who need clarity, repetition, and exam preparation. In a crowded textbook market, that focus on accessibility and guided learning is the book's most distinctive feature. If you would like to support William A. Mechachern, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.